Okay, a follow-up question to that, and we start with you again, Dominic. Most of the decisions regarding housing at the local level are being made by public officials who already have adequate housing. How do you propose to bring those who need the housing into the decision-making process?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How do you propose to bring people who need the housing into the decision-making process?
I think that it starts by opening up channels of communication, so a lot of these decisions are being made in places like planning boards and city councils and zoning boards of appeals. And one of the things that happened during COVID was we were forced to take a lot of our meetings online, and Salem was really a leader in the space in using technology to facilitate virtual meetings. And what we saw when that happened was the participation just skyrocketed. We had more people attending meetings on Zoom than could actually physically fit in conference rooms, legally fit in those conference rooms if we had not done that. So from 2016 to 2018, half of all public comment at city council meetings was provided by just 20 people in a city of 45,000. So those types of meetings where we're only allowing people to come to those meetings and participate, but if they can have the flexibility and the time and the transit or the accessibility to get to that meeting in person, that presents an inequity that prevents a lot of people that need to benefit from the housing that we're talking about creating from being able to attend these meetings. So while we look to bring back meetings in person, I think it's really important that we preserve that option for remote participation for people that don't have a car, that have work where they can't get away, or childcare needs, or don't have the mobility and accessibility abilities to get to a meeting in person. Those are the people predominantly served by the housing that we need to create in Salem. And having the option for them to be able to participate without having to physically get to City Hall or City Hall Annex is an important step in making sure that their voices can be heard in that process.
Thank you. Neil.
I take a somewhat different view when it comes to public meetings. I think we need to go back largely to in-person public meetings while retaining a Zoom hybrid option for people who cannot physically attend. I have a major concern about having meetings and having decisions made in a vacuum when a lot of people cannot physically be present because all the meetings are in Zoom. They can't see the people that are in the room. They're not in the room with the people making the decisions. All the decisions are made behind lawyers' desks in places where board members are sitting apart from the physical presence of the public. And I think I would take the opposite point of view from my opponent in terms of engagement. I think physical, personal engagement is the single best way to learn about what people's problems are, particularly when it comes to housing. And if I am mayor, I intend to go back to in-person meetings with hybrid options for people who may not be able to attend. But there are a lot of people who want to attend meetings, and they feel they're being shut out of the process by having only to be able to attend on Zoom.
Thank you.